Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Because Why podcast. We are here with our YMCA 175 youth delegates. We have been trying to get you guys on here forever.
You guys are very busy.
You got headed on the ground running the second you guys got back here. But for anybody that doesn't know, the YMCA turned 175 years old this year. We were founded in 1844, and it was actually a young person that founded the Y. So it's been really important for the Y all around the world to be able to have this conference that wasn't just about another conference that Y leaders get to go to, but that youth leaders get to go to. So we chose four delegates to send across the pond to London. And two of them are here. The other two might be joining us. Hopefully they'll be joining us soon. So this is Marcus and Jonathan. And then we also have Alyssa and Aja. So they were the chaperones. I don't know how you guys got put in charge. But somehow you did.
Yeah, they kept us safe the whole time. So.
They were perfect.
From a foreign country safely. So
You guys did your jobs.
The only glitch we had was on the way home.
Yes.
Oh.
Right? We can chat about that too. We can talk a little bit about overcoming adversity.
Yeah.
I think that's a good lesson.
Yes, that's a lesson for sure.
So we're so excited to have them here. So this was at the beginning of August. It's now the beginning of September. So guys, tell us first about how you guys became involved in Y.
And actually, I'm going to butt in.
Oh, she's butting
before
in.
Before we started on
Hold
this
on.
Because I knew Marcus from many years ago at the North YMCA when I was in college working at the front desk. Him and his brother used to come into the Y every day. I would see them every day. So it's funny that now we're sitting here and it's like totally full circle.
Yes, that's crazy.
These kids were chosen because they have some sort of affiliation with the Y and work either are members or work for the Y or volunteer for the Y or something in some form or facet. So.
Yeah.
Boys, tell us how you became involved in the Y.
I'll go first. So I got involved through my high school. My one of my favorite teachers that actually talked to me about it, and he said I got paid through it. So that was like a no-brainer right there. Yeah, I was like, I'm definitely about to do that. So I ended up really liking it. I came back another year, and
you do YMCA Community Corps.
Not anymore.
But you were
graduated.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that is? Because a lot of people probably have no idea what this program is.
Oh, yeah. So it's basically, we just work with children from about K through sixth grade, and we just do midday health and wellness, which is basically trying to kind of reduce childhood obesity. That was one of our main goals. And I feel like we did a really good job at it. So they kept it up another year, and hopefully it keeps on going.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, so my turn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so I've been going to the YMCA, well, the North YMCA since kindergarten, really. So, well, I started doing the after-school program. Oh, is that late?
Yay!
All right.
Yeah.
We've got our other special guest.
Lay just joined us, so welcome, Lay. Thank you for being here with us today.
So we just got started, so you're here just in time to get to talk.
Yes. So Marcus is telling us about his...
So from kindergarten to I would say sixth grade, I did the after school program, and I participated in like the YMCA basketball and like the other like health and wellness programs that the North Y had throughout those 6 years. And then after I aged out of the daycare, I moved into the Y Leaders Club program and the Change Foundation program. And I guess I would say like the YMCA always had a place for me to go. So I've grown up there like 18 years. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
in college.
Yes, Denison University.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's so amazing. I mean, Denison is a very tough school to get into.
Yes.
A great school. So.
Yes.
Good job.
We like to think the Y helped you get there.
You guys did, like
a
solid family, right? The foundation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Lai. Your turn.
Oh, it's me. What's the question?
how did you become a part of the Y?
Oh.
Tell us your Y story.
I don't know where to start.
Start at the beginning.
Then work your way up. All right, so it was kind of weird how it happened. Okay, so I was asleep, right? I'm minding my business, not trying to be bothered, right? All of my cousins come running in the door. Lay, wake up, wake up, Lay, wake up. I'm like, what do y'all want? YMCA? I'm like, huh? Where? Where's it at? How far is it? Oh, we walk in too, huh? Like I said, I'm asleep. So we go or whatever, right? It was the best day of my life. Literally. I was so happy that they woke me up. I mean, I was mad at the beginning or whatever, but hey, I mean, Lay gotta get her beauty rest here.
I feel that one.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I went, right?
Which why?
It was on the Hilltop
one.
So out of nowhere, this woman just comes up to me. Hi, I'm Teresa. How you doing? Oh, hi, Teresa. I'm Lay. Nice to meet you. I'm doing fine. How are you? Oh, I'm doing good. Would you like to become part of Leaders Club? I'm like,
I was just taking a nap.
She was like, yeah, like you seem like you'll be good for it. I'm like, what did I do? She was basically like, we do everything pretty much. And I was just like, oh, I'm in. I was like, I'll do it. She was like, basically, you guys just go around and, you know, basically just do stuff, help out other people, do car washes, fundraisers, you name it, peripherals. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in. My cousin was looking at me like, you didn't even want to come. How'd you get it?
But anybody can be a part of Leaders Club.
Yeah. I was like, you better go talk to her. I don't know how it happened. And basically, a little bit after she got in there, she's like, no, I don't want to do it. So I stayed. And I've been a part of the YMCA for about, I'm going to say, 2 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 2 years. But hey, don't judge me though. 2 years, that's a long time. Especially with hair.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
how old
like,
are you?
I'm 16.
Yeah, that's a long
that's
time,
a
but
long
you're 16.
Time.
Yes.
Yeah, for a minute.
Yeah.
It's crazy because the reason why I say don't judge me about that is because like, I feel like I've been there like my whole life. Like we've been going to so many different places.
Yeah.
I've been to YMCA Camp Wilson, so I didn't even want to leave there. Like it was so fun. I performed there in front of everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, people crying and everything. It was just a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, like, why are you crying?
Well, and 14 to 16 are very pivotal years
they
in
are.
Your life.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
especially
trying
as
to
as a album and it's
yes.
even yeah.
You're really
it's
trying
great.
To figure out like where you fit in the world
yes.
and how
oh,
and
it's
to
so
have a place where you can go and just
yep.
feel good about yourself
yeah.
and your place in the world, I think it's really special.
Yes.
They do not judge you. That's another thing that I love about the YMCA. You're so welcome there. Like it don't matter the situation at all. And to be honest, they helped me get through so many mental states, like it was crazy. Like
yeah.
you wanna talk to somebody? Oh, okay. You could talk to me. So,
that's
so
the why.
Like,
it
like,
is.
They, like, they
yeah.
just, they're so caring and open with
yeah.
you. Like, I love that. It's like, you can't, like, that's my go-to place. I'm sorry. Every time I'm talking
don't
about
be sorry
school,
about it. We
yeah,
love that.
Every time I get out of school, where are you going, Len? You going home?
No.
No, I'm going to where you think I'm going.
Yeah.
So I'll be going to everybody and be like, why are you always there? I said, that's my second home. That's
yeah.
my home.
Yeah.
It's my
yes.
second home.
Yes.
I gotta make sure that everybody's good. Everybody's
right. See all your people.
See
yes.
everybody.
Al says you occasionally leave notes on his door if he's not there. Just to check
oh,
you
out.
Yeah.
No, when he's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, where's Al? Oh, he's at the other one. I said, he's always there. He'd be like, well, he kind of works over there, so I'll be going over there, right, just to go check up on him. And he's never there either.
So
it's like, where is he? Yeah.
Well, she's calling out Al. I hope Al's watching.
Yeah.
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 He's
going to. Like, where is Al? I miss Al. Like, he's never here.
He's helping to fundraise to help make
yes.
sure that we could.
Yes.
I was like, I know he's doing a good
oh.
thing out there, so I'm going to just let him do
yeah.
his
yeah.
thing.
Absolutely.
Alyssa and Aja, do you guys want to just tell a little bit of what you guys do at the Y as well? So they were their chaperones,
okay.
they went to London, but they also work for the Y.
Yeah.
And amazing, amazing part of our team.
Thank you. So I'm Aja Mays. I am the Senior Youth Development Director at the Eldon and Elsie Ward Family.
The other
YMCA.
Y.
The
Elsie
yeah,
usually
the other,
Y.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
other
yeah,
Y.
Yeah. I am Youth Development Director there, so I am in charge of sports programs and camp programs, so working with our youth, but I love the Y. I've been working with the Y for over 18 years
wow,
now, since I was little, yeah, since I was 15,
awesome.
So it's just been a blessing to be able to give back and to impact, so I was just so grateful to go on this trip,
yes.
and I got to do it with Miss Alyssa.
Yay.
Amazing kids, amazing
sure.
kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just amazing.
Yeah,
to say
had
that
a
least.
Blast.
Yes,
yeah.
it sure did.
All right, well, my name is Alyssa James. I work in risk management for the Y, and I think, you know, that's kind of my place here. And
you know, I had one goal, and that was to make sure that these young people in Asia had an amazing time, but also stayed safe. You know, there's definitely some risks in traveling overseas and making sure that everybody was not only having a blast, but that, you know,
yeah,
we all had a good time, but safe.
Alyssa does this awesome thing that she sends to staff called Spot the Risk, and she'll send it, and it'll be a scenario, and she's like, what risk does this pose? I'm sure there were lots of risks you probably could have spotted while going to London, but she made sure everyone
was safe.
So, and I work in aquatics too, so I love swimming pools. That's always been a part. So I'm with Aja. We are about 18 years into the Y.
That's
and
awesome.
It's just been a huge part of my life. And to travel, this is definitely a highlight of my entire career with the Y. It's been spending this time with you guys.
Aww. Feels.
Yes.
Well, we couldn't have picked like two better ladies to go on this trip than you two. So thank you for giving your time and traveling is a lot. And thank you guys for coming to these awesome views.
Okay, so let's talk about
this trip.
Let's
okay,
dive in
so
here.
How did you find out? What was your
reaction?
How did
you find out you were chosen?
Marcus. That's my favorite.
Okay, so at first, Miss Aja called my phone. I was like, how did she get my phone number? And then second, I thought it was a scam caller. So like, I was like, who is this person saying, you got a trip to London?
You're I'm gonna hang up.
Right,
this is
so, well, I didn't pick up. She left the voicemail, so, you know.
Yeah.
But so then I called my youth team director, Miss Latoya Mosley, at North Y, and she told me that it was for real, and that I should actually
call
her back. So, yeah, I guess that was my initial reactions to the phone call.
I feel like I would have thought it was a scam.
And a little backstory, we were trying to get everything together.
Very quickly.
We found out, it was like, okay, let's get some kids.
Yes.
And we got recommendations, so it was like, okay, I got to call them and tell them.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, introducing myself.
Let's go. From,
okay.
First date to marriage.
So,
like, you're going straight.
You have been given an opportunity, and we want to thank you for all the work
you've
done.
Take it or don't, but we got to know.
Like, give me a call back.
We had 48 hours probably to figure out what the process is going to be. Because hotels were filling, conference spaces were filling, and as soon as we got the okay, I called Aja. I'm like, we're going to go like today. We got to go now.
I think we should mention too that these kids got to go completely for free, and that was because of Granger. and being able to donate that to us.
And
so
we
were able to send these kids, and then we also had donations to be able to get them anything that they needed for the plane,
traveling stuff,
toiletries, food, anything, so that these kids could just worry about going and having fun
and
really taking in everything.
Oh, yes, those backpacks. With the YMCA logo on it, perfect.
Permanent staple.
Right.
So, yeah, we couldn't have done it without both Granger and the community and our staff and everybody. I mean, this was truly a group effort.
I think we felt that while we were there. I mean, the love and support. I mean, every time we posted it on Facebook, every time we were on Instagram, feeling people's
I was your number one
all
fan.
The well wishes were just so gratefully.
It was pretty awesome to kind of know that there was the support back home.
I didn't even want to leave.
How did you guys find out? Did you have a similar experience?
It's kind of the same thing with him. I thought it was fake. I don't know why I thought it was fake. Because I already knew her from going up to the... I go to the worldwide all the time.
Yeah.
So when she called me and asked me about it, obviously I said yes. But they gave me some like time to think. And I'm like, dang, is this trip real? I'm not really actually going to London. So, you know, obviously I said yes. And...
How'd you feel?
Let me tell you. So, I went into the YMCA, right? All I know is Miss Teresa running up to me. That's all I see. I was like, what's wrong? I'm like, what happened? She's like, well, I got some good news for you. I'm like, what is it? Because I don't like surprises. So I was like, what is it? She was like, you're going to London. I said, huh? I'm going where? She's like, no, you're going. Like, I need you to start packing.
Wow.
Like, I need this, I need that. I'm like, KT, stop playing with me. I'm looking at her like, huh? Like, are you serious right now? She's like, yeah. I was just trying to call you. I was like, you know how I am when I don't know unknown numbers. This is really me. I answer the phone and say, if it's not about the money, I don't care. That's
what I'm saying. She was going to say it's about the money. You made a free trip.
Right.
You should have answered.
I was like, who keeps calling my phone? I was like, I'm pretty sure it's just a scam or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to call back because I'm just going to hear a robot or whatever. But then I actually ended up calling back. It was Miss Audrey. She was like, lady, did you hear the news? I said, is it about that London thing? She's like, yeah, like you're actually going. I wanted to cry so bad.
Aww.
I went down.
Well, you've never traveled, right? Like,
never.
On a plane.
First time on a plane.
Went to London. That's a big trip to make for your first time.
Yes.
It is.
And so when I told my grandma, she was like, grandma, you ain't going to no London.
So I had to call grandma.
I was like, can you tell her?
Get passport.
Yeah. And to also remind everyone too that a lot of them or all of them had some participation within the Y, like leaders club
yes.
programs, volunteering, community
yes.
service. So it was really about what work they did previously
yes.
within the Y that also helped them to go on this trip.
Yes.
So it wasn't just picking.
No, that's great.
It's
Kamani
yeah.
who isn't here. Maybe she'll get. We'll see her soon. But she serves on North's board, and she's
mm-hmm.
how old? 18 years old and serves on the board at
she's
North.
In,
so
like,
I mean,
her second term.
Yes.
Yes.
So she is she's amazing.
So these
in her
are
own right
these
too.
Are teens that are very involved with the Y,
involved in
the
community,
care about
makers.
Giving back. Yes.
Yeah. You guys are our future.
Change maker.
If you are our future, then our future is bright.
It's a good hands.
Oh.
It is a good
oh.
hand.
I'm gonna cry. I just love
okay.
it so I love
but
it.
All
this is kind of how it was for the whole week that we were together, you know?
Yeah.
Like we had a lot of great conversations
yeah.
about life and
yeah.
the future and kind of what
yeah.
was up ahead and
they taught us a lot as
yeah.
well.
Oh, I'm sure. I always say, like, I could never be a young person. Now, I mean, the stuff that you guys have to
is
deal with.
Is in history.
I know.
I'm going to cry. Like, I could never be a young person right now. The stuff that you guys have to deal with and the adversity that you have to overcome and dealing with social media and dealing with never being away from that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know you guys are going to talk about, like, mental health and that kind of stuff and just all that you guys have to go through and that you rise above it and how bright and wonderful.
And
want to
do something about it
and
make it better. I think
yeah.
it's like so cool. You're not just like, yeah, this is my life and I'm going to deal with it. You're like,
we're going to do something
and
about
change
it.
It
you
right?
know?
Yeah.
Taking those steps.
Yeah. And I feel like your generation gets a very bad rap a lot of the time. And you guys are shining examples of what Gen Z, I
yes,
think,
I
what you guys
so.
Are.
So.
Really is. I mean, I'm a millennial. They all hate us too, so it's fine.
That's true. But they got to experience it along 3,000 other young people.
Yes. So let's talk about this.
So you find out you're going to London, and you're like, okay, no, this is real life. Like, I gotta get a passport. I gotta get ready.
Yeah.
Like, we're leaving soon. Okay, so then tell
you
us about getting over.
Yeah.
The flight is not easy. It is a long.
Yes.
It's
like 8.5 hours.
Yeah.
8.5 hours from Chicago. So
yeah.
we flew to Chicago
yeah.
first, so that was just like an up down.
Okay.
Right?
Wasn't the plane ride back like 9?
You guys, your travel back. We could talk about that.
Yeah. So like 2.5, yeah, from Chicago to London.
Yeah.
It was long.
Yeah. So you guys get to this conference. So tell us, since we're recapping, what was each of your favorite parts? And Alyssa and Asha, I want to know yours too.
Mm-hmm.
What were your favorites? Like, you want to start?
Who wants to start? Well, I guess each of the keynote speakers each day. So we had we had one from, her name was Christine Natim, right? She's a Haitian entrepreneur. And like her confidence was just out there, right? I wish I had that, you know? And then I guess, one of the breakout sessions that I enjoyed was the mental health panel.
Yeah.
Where I asked how could I help destigmatize the cloud that hangs over mental health
mm-hmm.
and like people talking about that
yeah.
like between people I guess. So
yeah. That's awesome. Marcus, why is mental health so important to you?
Well
if you're comfortable talking about it.
I don't know. I think I just struggle with confidence sometimes. That goes back to social media.
Yes.
Some days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just putting yourself out there, not knowing how people would like respond to that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Social media doesn't.
But I will say he did an amazing job with
yes.
reaching out and communicating with other delegates from around the world. Like, bravo to you. Because if you're confident in going out, I didn't know it. didn't even know.
No, I think it's until,
yeah.
Make it until you make it, my friend.
Right,
that
right.
is, that's all you can do. But I read a book one time that talked about mental health is not the right term. It should be called brain health.
Mm-hmm.
Because
oh.
if your heart hurts or if your limb hurts, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the doctor and
for
fix
that
it.
Limb.
But
yes.
the term mental health has, one, the stigma,
mm-hmm.
and two, isn't like a concrete thing. Mental is like a... Not a concrete
it's
term.
It's an air term. It's,
yeah, it's an air
term.
What
does that really mean?
It, well,
yeah,
what, it's a like quotation marks
yeah.
term. But if your brain is sick, what are you going to do? You're going to go try to fix it.
Yeah.
And that we need to start
destigmatizing
that there's nothing wrong with your mental health.
Your brain doesn't feel good today.
And
yeah.
it not working the way that it,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be for you to be your best. And how do you fix that? So I'm glad that you guys got to really dive into that deeper.
Alright,
who wants to go next?
Who are some other favorites?
My favorite part is probably meeting people, definitely. It's not every day you really get to meet people from like all across the world.
All over the world?
Yeah,
that's
Hong
crazy.
Kong, Finland, Sweden, all that.
Wow.
Playing
that's
basketball,
cool.
that was really one
was
of
that cool?
That was really when I really engaged with everybody,
yeah.
and talking
yeah.
to them and all that. But yeah.
Yeah,
very cool.
Well, my favorite part was everything, for real, for real. Just getting to know them and, like, seeing what they can do, but also engaging with them from all over the world.
Yeah.
And basically, like, me, okay, I was a little, okay. I know that my face may look like I don't care most of the time, but I think that's just my face. It's just,
right,
like,
I have that problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah,
there,
it's
like, but I'm really.
You always look good.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Don't sell yourself short.
Because
yes.
right.
some,
you're a lot brighter than you think you are.
Because
yeah.
some people
yeah.
will literally come up to me and be like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." Why did you like what? Like,
yeah.
what happened? It's like you just don't look like you're okay. Oh, no, I'm fine. And when I was in dodgeball, that was when I started to meet a lot of people, and it was just like coming in and out, in and out, and I stayed in the game the whole time since
yeah.
like from it started to when
yeah.
it ended.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, "I like you." I'm like, "I like you too." But just engaging with other
yeah.
people, that was just beautiful to me. And then there was this one girl that just came up to me, and she's like when they asked me, "Am I okay?" with her, she was telling me how she was having a hard time with life and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot to tell you guys this, but basically she was telling me how she was like wanting to like not be here and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I told her my story. And basically she was like, "You've been through all that and you still managed to smile?"
That's
right.
I
was
that's
like,
right.
"Yes, ma'am."
That's
so I was
right.
like, "If I can do it, you can do it."
That's right.
She was like, "When I go home, I'm literally going to think about that every time I'm feeling sad because you literally just inspired me." I was
aww.
Like,
yes,
like,
yes.
That's what I want to happen.
More snaps, more snaps, more snaps.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It was sad for real. I was like, because what she was telling me was so sad, but it's like, once I tell her my story, she just like...
But you're able to have that impact on another person.
Right.
That's so special.
Keep money!
I got you something. I brought you this.
Oh,
yes, I did.
Oh.
Listen, it ended my laundry, and I was like, I'm not going to start.
Bro. Well, welcome to the podcast.
Yay.
Yeah,
it smells weird. I walked
through
the fabric, but yes. So
this is our last
delegate.
This is Kamani. Yes, our fourth and final delegate has joined us.
Welcome.
So we need to say one thing to you before we get started, and that is do better.
Yes.
I said, but it was such an inspirational do better the way they come out.
Yes.
And say, like, you really wanted to.
My colleague wasn't. My colleague.
You should be like, "Can you do better?" You're like, "I do. I do.
I
do.
We can do this together."
Favorite.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the conference and what everyone's favorite part was. I think it, did everybody get
yeah.
there? Okay. What was your favorite part of the conference?
Oh my God, I have a lot. So I think my favorite part was like the opening and closing ceremonies and stuff like that, having the inspirational, because it wasn't really like a topic. It was really more like empowering you to do better, you know?
Do better.
Do better. Yes, they're just basically like all young people. I just felt like it was like you can do it no matter your age,
yeah.
no matter like it's no limits. Like all these people were like 30, which is not old.
Yeah,
like
not old,
thing.
Okay.
Even
that's
like,
not
like or like 19, like
yeah.
just different stuff like that. I think that was my favorite part of it. And just being like, you know, like we just have fun together.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. You guys all have this bond now that like you can feel.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and you'll have for the rest of your life.
You have it, yeah,
so
no matter
yeah.
if you don't talk
yeah.
all the time, talk all the time, like you guys always have this together.
Yeah.
But what I like, and you weren't here to hear this, but you guys all have different favorites, which
that's,
I love.
Yeah,
you've
true.
All taken something different
yeah.
out of this, which I think is so special.
Yeah.
What
okay,
about you
hear about yeah,
yeah,
you too.
What are your favorite
Melissa?
Well, I think touring London was really exciting for me and just being able to see them in a different element as well, but really being able to get to know them
mm-hmm.
and get to know what inspires them, what drives them, what are their passions, what are their quirks, and how could I help,
yeah.
you know, that is kind of really my biggest takeaway from it. I love the conference,
yes.
and there's so many other small
yeah.
things, but it's really them that
yeah.
made my trip.
And I told them this like one of the nights that we were there. Like I just learned so much that I didn't anticipate learning going into the trip. You know, just from them as people and you know young people and just as individuals. Like I didn't anticipate like having that type of experience where I just wanted to know more and keep learning from them. And it opened my eyes a lot. You know, so I think that was probably my favorite.
Oh. I already cried earlier.
Right.
Missed it.
Oh. What's your favorite part of London? Like London
yeah.
is an awesome city.
It was probably not.
Action. Like riding the ferry through like the river of what?
Thames.
Yeah, so you saw every, I feel like they designed the city like around the river, right?
Yeah.
So they had like the Big Ben, Parliament, or Buckingham Palace, actually, and like everything
yeah.
along the river,
yeah.
so you could see everything and experience everything.
How many modes of transportation do we go on in
one
day?
Four lights
on. I was worried about you the whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
In one day, we did the tube.
The boat, Uber.
Made sure you asked to. Was it
this
driving?
Yeah,
picking up. There was a lot that day. A bus, a double-decker bus.
Double-decker bus.
We did
yeah.
all this in one day.
And then someone's like, let's get on the London Eye.
I know.
Oh, pass on the
London Eye. That was me. I was so excited.
Okay. I thought I was going to get on with it, but
yeah.
we didn't get on.
It was just thinking over me.
I was like, I'll just do it.
I think one of the neat things was all of our drivers. Like we got to talk to all of our drivers.
Yeah,
and
tell us about all the people that you met, like either at the conference or in London. And
the accents are pretty awesome. I do love a good British
accent.
She just
some of them
did,
you can't
so.
Understand very well.
Yeah.
But it's
heavy,
kind of like the
heavy
US.
Accent.
They'll have
yeah.
a heavy accent. But we learned that you don't. It's rude to honk at each other in the road.
It's also rude here in the United States. We just do it anyway.
But it is okay to roll down your window and yell
yeah.
at each other.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
What
about
that?
It was
right.
Nice.
We loved it.
I was like thinking, like we met so many good people.
Yeah, tell
like,
us.
Not even
people.
Like. When we went from Cleveland to go flying to Chicago, the person that checked us in was amazing. Like, this was in America. Like,
was that
but it doesn't matter where. You can meet amazing people.
Exactly. Our server in Cleveland.
Yeah.
We met a man at London at the restaurant.
Kevin.
We took a picture with him.
Yeah.
And he was like, y'all are so American.
Yeah.
We
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's
okay. You
yes.
Yeah. And it was just all types of people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Usually just don't talk to people because we're like out of our element that we're like,
yeah.
hey, like who are you? Tell us more. What's up? Like,
yeah.
you know, so it was like really fun.
Well, tell us about the shirt. Oh,
and
sorry.
I was
going
to say at the conference too, you know, just why people in general, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're just happy,
yes.
welcoming,
good.
And
passionate,
so, yes,
mission-oriented. Yes.
So it was just being able to see those from different countries to see that the
it's
why
all the same.
It's still the same,
yeah.
right?
That's
like
true.
That
That's
why
true.
Voice just
yep. carries over through every
yeah.
language and every
yes.
everything,
yes.
every culture,
yes.
every country.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about the shirt.
Will you hold it up and show everybody?
Probably one of the best shirts in the world.
So the last day, everybody was swapping shirts, like off their back.
That's really cool.
So yeah, so tell us, because Josh won't hear from me because he's gonna be real mean about it.
We good now.
We're good. So let's see. Okay, so first this lady came up and was like, I don't even know why she was from
Finland,
and she was like, oh, you want to switch your shirt? And her shirt was like, okay.
It was so plain, right?
Sweden. So the lady's like, oh, do you want the shirt? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I really like my yellow shirt. It was my yellow shirt, and I was like, this is my favorite one. And I was like, I don't know. So I kept like deciding, I'm like, oh, maybe Aja will switch with her because Aja's big on shirts and stuff. And I was like, so maybe that. And then we were just all sitting here, and then this man from Hong Kong comes up with this shirt, and he's like, do you want to switch this shirt? And I was like, yeah, let's do it right now. But he like had it in his head. He was thinking about it really hard. But I was like, quick, because I was like, I'm probably thinking about
AJ another yellow shirt.
So then I was like, yep, I'm switching. And then he was so mad the whole time. And I was like, oh,
I was
my
more
God.
Really mad at like myself. I was
but you
like,
said,
I had the opportunity to do it before she did it, but I didn't.
But now
you got it back.
Yeah.
It was so neat because like an hour later he was like, this is a life lesson.
Just the perspective that you had an hour later, it's a life lesson. You see, we're learning from these young people now.
Like,
for the fact that she brought the shirt in and gave it to him just because she knew.
So we'll ask you two more questions. The first one I think is how, and we'll have to be brief, but how has this trip changed you as a person?
And everybody, this is for Aja and Alyssa too.
Can we just do like
Glad you get to go first this time.
How has it changed you?
Yeah, how do you feel like it's changed you?
It made me grow as a better person for real, mentally and also physically. Literally.
Every way.
In every
way
possible. It has made me find myself back to my original mental state. Because some days I wasn't in the right state of mind. We were down in London and just engaging with other people, just like threw it off. Like, hey, you gotta get yourself back together.
You did.
I think for me, just to always keep your mind open, you know, and being willing to learn, and then, you know, expect the unexpected in terms of like keeping yourself open to new ideas and new learnings.
I feel like I've become like a more like outgoing person.
Yay.
Yeah. So
I was gonna say confidence.
Yeah, confidence. Like the first day of college, right? I was reaching out saying, "Hi, my name's Marcus. Nice to meet you." Like,
and this is your freshman year of college.
Right, freshman year. Yeah. So
I got the
goosebumps.
That's awesome.
Being a people's person, I noticed that I really am. I talk about this in my presentation, but I'm not very social, and I say to myself a lot, so I feel like this really opened me up.
For me, the biggest impact, other than being able to work with this amazing group, was to know that I can impact the world no matter where I am, no matter how old I am, no matter how much money I have, knowing that we have young people with so much drive and so much passion like they do coming up in the future, it gives me hope with all this turmoil.
Yes.
You know, it does give me hope. So knowing that I can impact the world,
yes,
that is the biggest thing.
It's huge. And you do impact.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I was like, so many different ways, right?
Right.
So many
yes.
different things. I think it really, like I just said, like it just made me feel empowered. Like, I'm like 18 and I do a lot of things. Like, I do like great things and stuff like that, but I only think
yes,
I can go so far. Because I'm like, oh, like, I can't go so far. I'm 18. And I'll like, every position or everything I'm like stepping to do, I'm always like, don't be upset if you don't have it, if you don't get it, because you're so young and like so many other people have so much like other backgrounds and stuff like that. It's just, yeah, so that's like, but like this trip, I just felt like, girl, you can change the whole world.
Yes,
so that's why
you're limitless.
Yes,
yeah,
slowly,
you're limitless.
Like slowly but surely, and like it just was so empowering, and like just like me and all these people, and like having so many different backgrounds and so many different like energy and like all types of things. It was just
yeah.
like amazing. It was really nice. I was like, so like a lot of things.
There's too many names.
Too many things
yeah.
to think about, but yeah.
Al, do you want to give them the
sure.
last question?
Sure. Okay, so this is our question,
okay,
our closing question that we ask everyone.
And we're sad. I think we could talk for another like,
yeah,
no,
I want to keep talking to you guys. So, okay, our last question. If not for the YMCA, blank. Do you want to
go yeah, let's go the opposite direction. We'll
okay.
Everybody.
Wow.
So, if not, come on, if not for the YMCA...
Give me an example.
Like, in
Sorry.
Your life. Like, so
yeah.
not, we've had people that have said, like, if not for the YMCA, I wouldn't have a place to go.
I wouldn't be able
if
to
I need help, or I wouldn't
yeah.
need,
yeah.
You gotta start this way?
Yeah.
So I feel like if it wasn't for the Y, I probably wouldn't be as, like, well-known myself
yeah.
as I am now. Because, you know, I met a lot of people throughout the way. A lot of mentors. They weren't mentors in the beginning, but I would definitely
yeah.
count her as one of them.
Yeah.
I've known her for a while, you know. Just talking to her. We don't, you know, we don't talk about, like, life like that, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, just those little conversations add up. So,
yeah.
grateful for her. So.
Grateful
for
you.
I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
You got it.
I shouldn't have said okay. I will go. If it wasn't for... the YMCA, I wouldn't be as amazing as I am.
Yes,
yes.
I'm, snaps for that. Yes.
I would.
You don't know Aja. She's amazing.
She's amazing. I wouldn't have a family that took the place after my mom passed, after my grandmother passed, after my grandfather passed. So I am very grateful. And if it wasn't for the YMCA, I wouldn't have my family.
Oh,
yeah.
My wife,
yes.
Sorry.
I'll go. Okay, so if not for the YMCA, I don't think I would be as community focused as I am today. I probably would have just like stayed inside my house, just focused on myself, you know. But now I'm like, what can I do here? What can I do to like affect this one person's life? So
mm-hmm.
that's
yeah.
good. Monty doesn't want to go. I already asked her twice.
Okay. If not for the YMCA, I don't know where to start.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
it's
so
the start of the
moment, though.
Exactly.
Think
like,
of like one sentence.
One
that, like,
thing.
That right. sums it up as
I
much as
so
you
bad.
Can.
If not for the YMCA, I would not have grown as a better person for my community.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
perfect.
That. Perfect. Perfect.
If not for the YMCA, I wouldn't, like, have the goals that I have, like, within myself.
Yeah.
So, like, that goes a long way. Like, I just, like, my family, like, do, like, basic things and stuff like that. Like, they didn't go to college and stuff like that. Really,
but they're
amazing.
Like,
they're
Her
amazing.
Dad is the best.
Oh,
yeah.
So cute. I know, right?
Her dad is the best. This iPad, right?
He's so proud. And I'm not trying
he
to, like,
be proud.
Belittle them or anything like that. But, you know,
yeah.
like, we weren't, like... my family's like not really goal like set and like stuff like that. We could definitely be farther if they had this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they didn't, so like you only can get like, you know, give what you get. You can only
yeah.
do so much because you
yeah.
only have so much.
Yeah.
But like the Y gave me that, and like that's why I'm like, I'm gonna strive to be like the best person, and like I want to change their perspective. But they know this from the YMCA
yeah.
since I've been like 11, so
yeah.
like
yeah.
yeah, the Y, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Alyssa,
yeah.
we got one more. No,
okay.
no, no. no. She knows better than I'll forget.
So that's like a, you know, you start to go with like a trip down memory lane, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh my
yeah.
gosh, I wouldn't have the memories that I have. Like I swam with my dad growing up at the North
mm-hmm.
Y in the morning,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, if not for the why, I think my life would have had an incredibly different trajectory than the way that it's ended up. And I am so incredibly thankful that the why has led that path for me.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
I wish we could seriously talk for another hour because I think there's quality content there. But we've got to go. You guys have got to give a presentation. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. We'll see you soon.